नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भगवती नैष्टिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 13th chapter, text number 23. Namo Mahadvyo Astu Namaha Shushubhyo Namo Mahadvyo Astu Namaha Shushubhyo. नमो युवद्भ्यो नमो आवतुभ्यः ये ब्राह्मणागम अवधूत लिंगाश चरन्ति तेभ्यो शिवमस्तु राज्ञां। नमो महद्भ्योस्तु नमः शिशुभ्यो नमो युवद्भ्यो नमः आवतुभ्यः ये ब्राह्मणागम अवधूतलिङ्गाः चरन्ति तेभ्यः शिवमस्तु राज्ञां। नमो महद्भ्योस्तु नमः शिशुभ्यो नमो युवभ्यो नमः आवतुभ्यः ये ब्राह्मणागम अवधूतलिङ्गाः चरन्ति तेभ्यः शिवमस्तु राज्ञां।
I will. Please try.
Namo Mahadvyo Astu Namaha Shishubhyo. Namo Yuvabhyo Namaha Avatubhyo.
Anybody? No?
Namo Mahadvyo Astu Namaha Shishubhyo. Namo Yuvabhyo Namaha Avatubhyo. Ye Brahmanagam Avadhutalingas Charanti Te
Mothers?
Word meanings. Namaha.
Namaha.
All obeisances.
Mahadyaha.
Mahadyaha.
Unto the great personalities.
Astu.
Let there be.
Namaha.
Namaha.
My obeisances.
Shishubhyaha.
Unto those great personalities
who appear as boys.
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Yugabhyaha.
Unto those who appear as young men.
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Abhatubhyaha.
Unto those who appear as children.
Ye,
all those
who,
Brahmanaha,
self-realized in transcendental knowledge.
Gam,
the earth.
Abadhutalingaha,
who remain hidden
under different bodily guises.
Charanti,
they traverse.
Devyaha,
from them.
Shivamastu,
let there be all good fortune.
Ragyam,
unto the royal dynasties
or kings
who are always very puffed up.
Translation:
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the great personalities, whether they walk on the earth's surface as children, young boys, abadhutas, or great brahmanas. Even if they are hidden under different guises, I offer my respects to all of them. By their mercy, may there be good fortune in the royal dynasties that are always offending them. Please repeat after me.
I offer my respectful obeisances
unto the great personalities,
whether they walk on the earth's surface
as children,
young boys,
abadhutas,
or great brahmanas.
Even if they are hidden
under different guises,
I offer my respects
to all of them.
By their mercy,
may there be good fortune
in the royal dynasties
that are always offending them.
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
King Rahugan was very repentant because he had forced Jarabharat to carry his palanquin. He therefore began offering prayers to all kinds of brahmanas and self-realized persons, even though they might be playing like children or hiding in some guises. The four Kumaras walked everywhere in the guise of five-year-old boys. And similarly, there are many brahmanas, knowers of Brahman, who traverse the globe either as young men, children, or abadhutas. Being puffed up due to their position, the royal dynasties generally offend these great personalities. Therefore, King Rahugan began to offer his respectful obeisances unto them, so that the offensive royal dynasties might not glide down into a hellish condition. If one offends a great personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not excuse one, although the great personalities themselves might not take offense. Maharaj Ambarish was offended by Durvasa, who even approached Lord Vishnu for pardon. Lord Vishnu would not grant him pardon, therefore he had to fall down at the lotus feet of Maharaj Ambarish, even though Maharaj Ambarish was a Kshatriya Grihastha. One should be very careful not to offend the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and Brahmanas.
Hare Krishna. Very nice verse. Remembering what Prabhupada early days says to us, our goal is to go back to Godhead. Of course, there are many great devotees, they don't care to go back to Godhead, whether they are here or in the spiritual world, always rendering pure devotional service. But for us, we have to, as Prabhupada said, you have to got it. Unless you qualify, I will go. So qualification is, he wrote down a list. Simply, devotional service starts from surrender. So when you surrender, automatically you develop all the good qualities of a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned 26. And when Krishna was disappearing from the physical vision of common people at the time, and his great devotee Uddhav, he was told, and he said, I'll also go to Krishna says, no, it's me. You stay here, I'll tell you about devotional service. You go to Badrinath, I'm going. Then he was telling again, this 26, little more, two more. Prabhupada said, either Prabhupada or Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One of them says, every night. And one says, every Ekadashi day. Here is Ekadashi day. Meditate. You are really serious to go back to Godhead? So you have to develop as good as God the quality. Otherwise, how will you go to back? Can I have to him? Of course, one may not want life, do. And Prabhupada can recognize, who can. So he mentioned one of his disciples, who may not be that much. I mean, put in high grade. When he says, I hope or I think this life will go back to Godhead. So one day, remember him and celebrate like a Vaishnava. I think this is Jayananda Prabhu. And so we have got Samadhi. So who knows how many or any Jayananda, he may not be in the simply recognized officially here in ISKCON. So many devotees are there. Because everything has got external symptom and also internal symptom. Krishna says he is a pure devotee. In short, he is saying in chapter 10, verse 9, he is saying, Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhanta Parasparam, Katan Tascha Amritam, Tushanticha, Ramanticha. You know, the meaning, very simple. Always he is absorbed, his mind dwells in me, his life he is completely dedicated to. Always they are enlightening each other, conversing only all the time Krishna Katha. And thus they gladden, make others happy, and they also become joyful. Therefore, this is the realized person's simple one of the which we learn coming to ISKCON. First thing we learn, as Krishna told Arjuna, you are not this body. You are not this body. You are bodily showing symptom that you are in ignorance. You are thinking there is the body. You are the body and body relation. How you can hurt and cause bloodshed just for to get your kingdom to your grandfather, to your guru, like that. So we also hear this thing. We are not the spirit. When you realize this, not theoretical knowledge, has to be realized. And the symptom manifest. Manifest is what? Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that Dhamma Bhuta Prasanna. Our ISKCON devotees always, others tell, they are always bright faces. Prabhupada says that means they are free from tension, anxiety. So joyful. Dhamma Bhuta Prasanna. Prasanna is joyful. Na sochati. He doesn't lament when he lose something material. Maybe dear and near one, bodily relation. No kankhuti, neither hankering after possessing more and more material things. Very simple car to a expensive car, more expensive, more expensive. This is what Prabhupada said, I am simply repeating. He told just preaching means, tell, stand up. I cannot tell in front of you, I get nervous. No, just repeat. What I said, simply repeat. So more or less same thing, as far as I remember. Here some of them I can see, known faces my, and 40 years back. So, 42, 43, same thing. So I'm simply repeating. If you don't disagree, please correct me. I will feel obliged. So here I see that when you are doing devotional service, one of the hindrances, one of the greatest obstacle, committing offense. And he is saying that sometimes we cannot recognize who is a Vaishnava, who is who. People sometimes say, all my disciples, boys, girls, who are there, if those are all sincere. In one sense, they are all pure. So don't distinguish between one and the other, and don't commit offense. Here you see an example. Those who are Sri, Vaishocha, Sutta Sri, those who have got opulence, those who have got beauty, Sutta, coming from an aristocratic or a high-class family, Kulin in India, is common. Powerful like king, or highly educated, Sutta, usually they will be popped up. They belittle, they offend. And these are, we know, in devotional service of God, we sometimes commit many offenses. Seva Parad, Dhamma Parad, especially Nama Parad, first one, a third one, either or both, committing offense, blaspheming, hitting, not feeling joyful and receiving when a Vaishnava is coming. Great offense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hati Mata. Like devotional service is like start with the seed Guru gives. It's already there, sometimes say, and you have to pour water, nourish him, take care of him, put pains, but suddenly an elephant comes, everything spoiled. This is elephant, Hati Mata. Coming to the offense, at the lotus feet of a devotee. And thus we see in scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many cases like that. So many cases, committing offense to Brahman, committing offense to devotees. And here he says, Lord never excuse them, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you are picked with the thorn, what does the thorn come out to the other direction? No, same way it come back, which way it entered. So in other words, you come into offense, go back to him and ask for forgiveness. But sometimes I don't know whom I committed offense. For that, here is an example. There are more examples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Many other examples are there. So, here there is, say, Abhidhut. Abhidhut means externally you can't recognize him. Say, Jaravar, he looks like a madman at night guarding the field of our brothers. They think he's mad, crazy. He looks like that externally. But you are supposed to be a Mahabhagavat. Two lives he spent this way. This life he is very strict, always absorbed in the thought of the Lord. Chatur Kumar looked like a little boy, 5-6 years or maybe less than that. Going around the world, they are much more older. But they are also Brahmanji alive, they were. And one cannot recognize. Like that, many cases are there. Just like Jayananda Prabhu. Prabhupada used to point. And he will be going somewhere with his top leaders. Suddenly he leave them and go to the temple, I heard, go to look for where is Jayananda Prabhu. He knows his heart. So he's going. And then later on, when he left his body, he said, celebrate the day in his memory when he disappeared or his appearance day. It's a great devotee. We can learn so much from his life. Wonderful devotee. Now it is coming out, many devotees saw him, they are telling. But Rupat could recognize at once. So, there is also scripture mentioned. Even the demigods, they are supposed to be in a mode of goodness, highly in a mode of goodness, they sometimes find it difficult. to be a sadhu. Kapilya was asked by his mother, how will you recognize a sadhu? And Devahuti, mother, asking Kapildev, please enlighten me, how do I know a sadhu? What is the symptom? Then, I think, Kapildev then say, titiksha, first symptom is, he is very, very tolerant. You see, same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, who can constantly chant the holy name? Who can be a Vaishnava? That, Tinadopi Suni Chena, who thinks himself I am less. Even a straw in the street, a grass, everybody is stamping, even anti-stampling. You are all proud, you don't want to be. But that is why you are here. When Prabhupada left, he said, tolerate. You know, when father goes there, many things will happen. Tolerate. Very difficult. Still tolerate. Very difficult. Will try it. Very, very difficult. Still tolerate. Impossible. Still tolerate. And cooperate. There is a Bengali saying, Je sahe, se rahe. One who tolerates, only he will survive. Don't leave it, sir. You see Pancha Pandava, you see Kunti, you see Draupadi. What's possible a woman can be humiliated, insulted, disrobing her in front of everybody in the court? How much can be worse than that? For a woman, but Draupadi never complained. They know he is God. Why you have to go through all these things? He never complained. Neither complain. There is saying, there is quality there. Tere Rua Sahishna. Amanina, he respect to everybody, show respect. But himself doesn't expect. He can constantly Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
I remember, Prabhupada once said many times, depending on time, place, circumstances maybe, sometimes different answer on person. Once he was telling, this so much meeting won't solve your problem. You meet again, more or less I think material is a meeting, but necessary, you have to spend little time. Meeting, then passing resolution, don't take it otherwise, I'm criticizing, I'm sorry. Then resolution passed, that's all. Then maybe no solution. Just like government passed law, and many, and not solved many problems. And then revolution. Better, very nice now, Kirtan Mela. Stand together, sit together and chant. Then you find Krishna will help solve your problem. In this connection, I find it irresistible to tell one incident, or as far as I remember. I know one of my Gaurav's name is Tejas. I used to have a very sweet relation with him. He called me, invite me in Bhuvaneshwar when he was head there, also daily. I tell some. Then one day I said, don't mind, I see frankly, you are externally dressing like Tyagi, but eating sometimes nice food, prasad, this, that. I see you are eating and also providing a daughter and wife minimum thing necessary in terms of clothing, fooding, lodging. We have far better. So, you are really at heart is, you know, renounce, which we should learn from you. And since then I like him, he's very nice, wonderful devotee. Prabhupada used to say, Tejas is Delhi, Delhi is Tejas. Because he used to work so hard. Later on also, I heard about him when he came from America. Some devotee told me, old devotee, Daily, Maharaj, here as I saw him, he was without money, house, anything lying in the street. No hair, nothing. And from there, he worked so hard when he came from abroad. And he was telling, I heard also Prabhupada sometimes talking to me for hours. And he would want to get that Kurukshetra place. And talking to Deputy Prime Minister, Prabhupada was adamant. He won't move from an inch. I want exact the spot Krishna told Bhagavad Gita. And he also won't give that land. He said, within a short distance I'll give a piece of land. As much as you like, ask him. But not that very land, I want to make it a tourist spot. That time, Prabhupada was talking. After he'd gone for some time, because I said, very late, he'd gone. Prabhupada, you'll meet on Sundays. So this is pretty late, 10 o'clock. Go back. Go take rest. He was talking so many things. And Tejas, who used to work so hard to run this temple, he used to know all the parliamentarians, he talked to him. And people highly appreciate. He sees some devotees, wonderful. He'll always appreciate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to highly appreciate his devotees. This is God, this is devotee. Prabhupada once says also, some will nothing to do, our higher authority also say, he'll always find others fault. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also told, you have seen, he has got this, hasn't got any good quality, you see? No answer. Then in that case, find within. You find your heart is like a sieve. What is it called? Sieve? Huh? And he may be, others may be like a middle hold. So better see his good quality and glorify. It is good for you. Here you can learn so much from this. Any of us, every sloka, non-defined from Krishna. And devotee, Mahabharata, they are also non-defined. Veda is like a, it says, is like a yogurt. And Sukhdev is chanting, and Parikshit is testing. And one who does not know this thing, the Bhagavat, Bhagavan, whether book Bhagavat, and the person Bhagavat, there is no difference. One is to realize this. And then we can realize, we are not realizing. Some maybe. That's why, once, I think, somebody is asking, Lord Shiva says, Sukhavritti, Sukhdev knows the purport of Bhagavat. I know, Shiva saying, I know. But Vyasadeva may know, or may not know. It's very interesting. There's a big purport of it. Why Bhagavad? Vyasadeva is saying he may know or may not know. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavad is not different from Krishna. He himself, he reveals with him. One chaitam of one thinks, I know nothing. He is humble at heart. He reveals. What is the meaning? Then a professor came, he writing Bhagavad Gita translation came to Prabhupada and asking, yeah, Swamiji, you happen to be there from Oxford or Cambridge, I think Professor Zena, maybe Sam Sundar may know, he used to bring them in the manner. And he's, according to dictionary, I don't find your meaning, all the word and word by word meaning doesn't tell you anything. Prabhupada remained silent. All the time he said, then later on he is going, I don't understand what he wrote all this. Then Prabhupada is not saying anything. Then he left, Prabhupada said, give him prasad. Then he's gone, after some Prabhupada said, Sanskrit I said, phalena purichyate. I am ignorant, I am not writing, I am just an instrument. What Krishna, within my heart, reveals, I simply am like a pen writing. Many devotees saw Prabhupada sometimes alone, reading his own book, especially Krishna book, sometimes other book. They say, wonderful this is. Devotee enters, Prabhupada, you are reading your own book. Prabhupada said, I didn't write this thing, I am just instrument, you don't know. It's all Krishna consciousness, isn't it wonderful? So, yes, it's wonderful. That is why he did again and again. Anyone did Krishna book again and again, he became, definitely he became a bhakta. You have to really see. This is Krishna. Who was a teachings about Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, I don't know, like Krishna book is as good, like that. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here I find many examples like that, just like once was this when Prabhupada, when you are going to preach, don't expect everything what you expect will happen. You have to be prepared for insult, refuse, humiliation, torture. This happened previously to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. They tried to, throw in big bats in Navadvip or Jat Gosai. So many other incidents. So Prabhupada said, you have to face, see our devotees, how they face torture. Of course, the early days, many devotees were, but it's not that much torture. They're taking to jail, taking to police station, it's a common thing. Many devotees. You find how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, go and preach, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda, Sana Sana Nityananda, Sana Haridas, my dear Nityananda Haridas, I am ordering you. You go and everywhere reveal the meaning of Harinam, glories of Harinam. Amaragya Sarvatya Karao Kuttakas, Pati Ghari Ghari, go door to door, knock. Please, we are begging you, following the honor to preach. Hare Krishna. Kya kare bhikkha. Very humbly fall down and tell, forget everything, remember the teachings of Chaitanya and chant Hare Krishna. All your problems will be solved, no doubt. Oh, that Tejas is thing. The Tejas Prabhu, one day, I had collection. One day, at that time head, maybe, I think, most probably in Hyderabad, I forgot, excuse me. And they don't agree in some issues, how to do that. So they are going to Prabhupada, three of them. And this time Prabhupada saw them, Prabhupada is chanting Hare Krishna, and indicated them, something like Asparagina, he also chant. Prabhupada knows why they are coming to him. And they are thinking what he says is right, this way should be done. Another thing that, they just think that, they have started chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Going on, Prabhupada is not saying anything. Close his eyes and lose his eyes. After a while, they among themselves started talking. Don't have to go to Prabhupada. Let us go back. Solve. Prabhupada saying, what? Prabhupada solve. Prabhupada smile. No problem. They don't want to. I am right, you are wrong. Nothing. Anyway. So, Nityananda Prabhu going. And you know what happened, that Jagai Madai, drunkard, woman hunter, coming from Brahmin family, and nobody, high class, Dambasi, doing all sinful activity. I heard, usually there was sin, more sinful one is, one cannot tolerate the holy name. Cannot tolerate. Ask him to stop. Once chased, they ran away. Second time came, Nityananda Prabhu didn't go away. Asked him, stop! How dare you all these things chanting? Then you know, he caused bloodshed and blood is oozing. But Nityananda Prabhu was merciful. He simply said again, whatever you've done, it's okay. Please chant. And the Jagai was surprised. Asked him, Madhari, stop doing all these things. By that time Nityananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, because Lord won't tolerate. His calling is, how dare you, you know, hit my devotee. Sent him to the Qazi. He stopped chanting, broke their midanga, katkal, everything. I said, next time don't do it, I'll stop it. I'll give heavy punishment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a big civil disobedience. No? What is it called? And ransacked all his house, garden, everything is what he collected so many people. And he was telling, he was talking to him, discussing scripture. Why you stop? And he said, I won't stop. Why? Last night, I had a dream. Nightmare, you can say. What? I saw somebody over my chest sitting, half lion, roaring. You again stop glorifying my chanting? You see this, my name? I'll rip you off. And he is showing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the scratches on his chest. So from now on, everybody can do chanting in the streets of Mayapur, Navadvipa, Mayapur, and doing all these things, all kind. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when that day will come, Prussians, I think it's called Prussia, France, Germany, England, America, and other countries will come chanting the holy name, especially embracing each other and telling, glorifying Jai Sachinandan, the whole world. The day is manifesting now. We are seeing happening. And it's going to be very organized. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, coming 10,000 years, the Bhaktivinoda's teachings and preaching will go on. And who will do it? ISKCON devotees. They are most of them, huh? Prabhupada said, if you have not internal problem, from outside they cannot break ISKCON. You cannot break. So, this is the way. Then another guy, he was a great scholar, Bhagavad reader. In India, still now from time immemorial, when there is a Bhagavad part, whatever, Bhagavad Sapta, whatever it may be, and lot of people go there. Lot of people, many men. And there is a famous for Bhagavad reading was Devananda Pandit. He used to live in Kulia, still one place is called Kulia. There is a whole devotee city is called sometimes Kulia, Paras. Sometimes called Kuletdanga, a particular place. He used to live. And he used to, many used to go to listen. He has got some students also. He has got students. But some of them are ignorant, upstart. So when Rosic Bhakta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Siddhas Thakur, one day he went there to listen. And listening, he is a great devotee. At one point he was showing ecstatic symptom, tears coming from his eyes. Tongue, what do you call goosebumps? And here standing, seeing this, his disciples who are immature in devotional fields, they thought, this guy is disturbing, taking up, putting himself outside. Later on he came to his senses when external Siddhas Thakur was very sorry. They treated me like that. He went back home. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Abhigya Sarat, Abhigya, he knows everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once passing that way, this Devananda, what he can teach? What he knows? It's like that actually. It's written in Vedic literature, Samadhi Upanishad, maybe Kathak Upanishad. Nau Matta Prabhachanena Labha. You cannot understand God by your scholarship, by your merit, by your energy of the brain, no, Meda, you cannot. But if you surrender to Him, to the Lord, and render loving service, then He may be pleased to reveal to you. That means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you cannot buy Kumarship, no. Bhagavat is non-different from Krishna. So he reveals, saying his service attitude, means think I am ignorant, know nothing. To him Lord it is pleased, he can reveal. Then he can explain. What he will explain with scholarship? Every word, every sentence, conclusion is bhakti. He doesn't know this. And when somebody read Bhagavata, but disrespect, blaspheme, a devotee who is non-different from Lord, Bhagavata and Bhagavatam, to him Lord won't reveal, he's committing offense, dangerous. So he told he's going away. Again when he went to Jagannathpuri, he came back, by that time, governor, some or other came to know this. And so, later on, once when Bhakteshwar Pandit, Mahaprabhu is associate, and Mahaprabhu is, he is the full manifestation, Lord's energy. So he sings so sweet and dancing one day in Kulia, and from the afternoon till evening, and then even as the day advances, the night, long time he is dancing and chanting nicely. And crowd is growing, become more and more. Suddenly happened to Devananda Pandit, who happened to be not very far, came to know, he went to see his performance. And he saw everybody is enchanted singing. More people are coming and gathering, nobody is going till night. And then he thought, rather I let me do some service to him. So he took a stick and controlling the crowd so that he can nicely chant and dance. It's a service. Later on he finished. Then he paid him obeisances. And Bhakteshwar Pandit was very pleased with him. So he said, devotee pleased and Lord is pleased. What Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said? Yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada. You get the mercy of pure devotee, you get the mercy of Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased. Again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came from Jagannath Puri, again he was going in streets of Navadvip, and suddenly the devotees came, many who committed offense to him. At that time he didn't take sannyas. They didn't know who he is. Now he is manifesting. Everyone could know he is a great personality, God, this, that. Whoever is coming asking for forgiveness and obeisances, and Bhakteshwar came paying obeisance and standing somewhere in the corner, very meek and humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and started, he said, please give me instruction how to be a qualified reader of Bhagavatam. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, seeing he is meek and humble. You know, even I think Christ or Bible says, those who are meek and humble can enter into the kingdom of God. And surrender means also like the last surrender, sixth point is, he is very meek and humble. But Prabhupada said, only muri, rice, when you make in a, heat it up in a hot sand, pop up. And also puri, cooked up Prabhupada knows, famous in India, puri. You roll and boiling ghee, you put and he said, poop, pop up, like a bubble. He said, muri and puri is okay, they can pop up. Other nobody should be popped up. It is not unlikely one can be carried away. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, yes, you are discussing Daivi Sampad, that means divine qualities. And Arjuna has, Krishna said, but you are telling demoniac qualities, many things. To tell the truth, Prabhupada, I think many of us have got all these things, dumbo, arrogant, I am superior. Dattu. But you know what happened to the woman Ravan, Duryodhan? Taprat, arrogant, proud, envy. All these things, this is internal something. He's our greatest internal enemy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Yet some of them, Krishna is killing some enemy representing some of these, doubt, this, that. To, for that, he pray to Krishna. And others, Balaram is killing the Asura, these are like Asura within our heart. That's why you cannot see Krishna or Vrindavan within our heart. Because we are not giving up our material desire. Vishaya charya kare shuddha havaman. When my heart will be cleaned. Hare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaito Dapanar, first clean your heart. Of course we are cleaning by rendering service. Many people say more and more you hanker after service and you become clean your heart. Of course. But millions of lives, dirt, heaped up like Himalaya. How can you overnight clean up everything? Not so many easy as we find in our life. Still lusty desire. Still enviousness there. We can ask ourselves. Some very, very pure. Maybe we put our hand in our heart and ask ourselves, then you know how much you become pure. You are not pure, then you are not getting the mercy of Nityananda. And without the mercy of Nityananda, you cannot see Goloka Vrindavan within your heart, Krishna. Otherwise it is there. Here we are learning so much. Again he is repenting now and paying everything. Because so many offenses you do commit without knowing to whom we did. Better serve the Vaishnava when he is senior. Better serve who is equal, make friendship. That Atipati cannot give him something he didn't accept. Early days, devotee has got some dispute, quarrel, fight. At once, they are called Janakaraj, he knows. Call everybody, call him, discuss. Okay, you are right, he is wrong. Doesn't matter, pay obeisance to each other. Embrace, forget, forgive. That is same. So Prabhupada used to say, if you simply surrender, you will develop all the qualities. So Prabhupada had to get rid of this thing. Arrogant, superior. Prabhupada said, if you render pure devotional service, it's supposed to disappear within a short time. Try. Krishna, I am talking big mouth. Please forgive me. I am simply parrot, trying to tell what Prabhupada said and heard. Thank you very much. Any question or comment or enlighten us? Hello? Wake up, spirit soul. There are many distinguished old devotees. So I think, if I think I cannot answer, I hope they will enlighten us. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. I appreciate your points. Earlier in your lecture you were mentioning how we may commit offense and we may not know we're offending someone. So what to do?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you did, Bhakrasar, I am very pleased. Though you committed offense to my devotees, Vasudev, Shivas Thakur, Pandit, but later on you did so much nice service to Bhakrasar Pandit. Now I am pleased with you. Now you go to Srivas Thakur, ask for forgiveness, and he will go there and pay obeisances and ask for forgiveness. And Vaishnava doesn't take offense. So he embraced him. This is the solution. I know. You have to refer from the scripture. And also from the sadhu, Prabhupada, early days Prabhupada said, so we used to do that. As I remember, Janakaraj, remember? You remember? Huh? This is two sitting, and maybe Janivas or is there, but Panchajangli is not there. Panchajangli may know. He was there at that time, I think, sometime with us. John was by that time came here. There is a way to remember. Yes? No. This is the solution. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Solution is there. We have to consult. Will I like or dislike? No choice. Yes? Maharaj, please. Oh, here is Bhakti Vignanas of Vishnu Maharaj. He should know. You are there. Yes? Please say something.
You want to?
He with me took initiation. Same day, same time. Oh, God give me 1971. He said, you're welcome. Hari Om. He, his sister, all are very simple devotee, very nice. I still can learn.
So, when we can, if we commit offenses, so unknowingly, I mean, you're saying if we have to go to someone and ask forgiveness, but unknowingly we've offended someone, how can we overcome that?
Here he's repenting and telling to others, also paying obeisances. So see, he should see others' good qualities, appreciate. This is what I know. More than that, I repent and to the Lord and other Vaishnava. By their mercy, yes, that is what I know. Some we don't know whom we offend. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. Swamiji,
I think to become free from the offenses, we have to follow the Shastra.
Yes.
Then only Sadhu and Guru, if you follow these three, then we can be free from the offenses.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are go on committing offenses.
Yes, yes. In my case, I don't think, I just accept. I think, what do I think? Prabhupada wanted to say, what is the value of your I think? We are a conditioned soul. What the value of I think? Huh? Are you a reality soul? Then make mistake? Who can tell you? I don't make mistake. I am not in illusion. My senses are perfect. Please raise hand. Better accept. Forced to accept. Time is running out. Sleep is coming, please announce that Indadu Maswami's evening program is at Gaushala, 7th floor, starting at 6 p.m. Thank you. Finish? Yes?
Dandavat Maharaj, Hare Krishna. I want to know the conception of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru and how to correspond between these three elements.
How to? Related. Very simple. One is Sadhu, he become, one is Guru, he is Sadhu. And they follow the scripture. So these three go in parallel line. So in these things sometimes you see little discrepancy. Not agreeing. You see, out of three, two. You see, saying the same, you accept it. Make sense?
How to identify Sadhu or Guru?
Sadhu or Guru? Now, Guru Tattva is very deep. According to your heart, you pray to the Lord, feelingly, and Lord will respond in time. He will know who is your Guru. That is what Prabhupada says on. Guru Tattva is very heavy. Actual Guru is Krishna, Nityananda. He comes to you in the form of Guru and enlighten you. So that if you follow him, if you think you find a person, can this person you can completely ask questions, you can dispel your doubt, you can surrender to him, then you accept. If not, something will happen which is far from pleasant. Maybe you will find yourself in melancholy. This is history says. Make sense? Thank you. Anyone? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much.
Yes, correct.
Sometimes we make distinctions like here's a great devotee and here's a lesser devotee and a new devotee. Would you just comment a little bit about how to be careful about that, making those distinctions? Like we'll serve...
Our philosophy is the same at the same time, different. Here are all Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. But somebody may be doing a lot of work, service. Somebody may not be. Somebody is doing a lot of service, has a lot of good qualities. Somebody may not have. Somebody may have got very pure, not so much sensual. Whereas he may not do that much service. Others can do. He may be very passionate. His outlet for his passion. Time tells sometimes all this. I don't have to explain. It explains itself. Make sense? You need the history of Vaishnava's movement. You'll know. Please advise how we do avoid continuing mental offense. As far as I know, my knowledge goes purpose in Kali Yuga, mentally you are doing many things. That Krishna excuse, but again and again you should not do. Check. This much I know. Anybody can throw more light on it. You be introspective. As far as I know, if your sadhana is very good and under the guidance of Guru, he will guide you. Well, I have the limitation. You want to say something. He is my god brother. Please. Give the mic.
First, thank you again and again for a wonderful message and class, Maharaj. Yesterday I had the good fortune of hearing something in Chaitanya Bhagavat that is pertinent to this topic of offending Vaishnavas. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the purport, he said, one who understands that there's no difference between Hari, Guru, and the Vaishnavas will give up the envious mentality and will no longer blaspheme or offend the devotees.
Very nice. Very nice. Good answer. Who asked the question? It's from the scripture. Any other? Yes. I don't know. How can I reply to your question? Pass.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for your class.
Please speak a little louder and distinctly.
Well, you were asking if we remembered from Berry Place, I think.
Yes, Berry Place.
Yeah. So,
there's 71. 70, 71, 70.
When you said that, I just remembered on this topic how it was quite small and crowded, but we were all paying obeisances as soon as we saw each other in the morning, not just when we did it generally, but it was sometimes before you could get in the temple room, everyone's paying obeisances to each other. I remember that as nice training.
Is our Lord doing everything? We don't know how everything happens. Lord has got hand in everything. This is my realization. Long back I saw, again I am seeing often, we are meeting like a straw in the ocean, sometimes separated, sometimes come together. He said, Krishna is like a string, and every other things are like powers he can adjust. Being near, in far. Though you are far away, again you become very near, remembering those things. Very nice. Sweet experience. Thank you. Thank you very much. Old day story. So many things happened. Very good. He said, who is a Vaishnava? Short answer give. Who is a Vaishnava? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur telling. Who is a Vaishnava? He said, Kanako Kamini. pratishtha bhagini chariya chijare sei purushta. One who has become free from the attraction of kanaka is not running after wealth. Kamini, opposite gender. Pratishtha means profit, adoration, distinction. He is not after. He is a Vaishnava, definitely. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling the same. Say Shuddha Bhakta, he is a pure devotee. Then you can ask, am I a pure devotee? Have I developed this thing? You can know. Huh? You are hungry or not hungry? Do you ask anybody? Ask yourself. Make sense? Thank you very much. Yes? Yes, sir. Janak. Janakaraj. No? Yes, Janakaraj. He is with me. With us. All very blessed devotee. Adi Santis. Any other? Today is Akadesi. I think I can take a little time. Second letter. Yes? Mic? Speaker?
Vivekananda says, football playing is better than Gita part. Is it true?
Scripture does say, all great sages, Krishna, Acharya never say all these things. They have heard of it. They have heard of it. But Vivekananda says,
discuss about that.
It's better to play football than reading Gita. That's what they're saying. No, all Acharyas realize so. Madhva Acharya, Jamuna Acharya, Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, neither Gita say, Krishna. What do you like, sir? You like Sir Vivekananda? Or Krishna? Krishna is known 120 crore years ago. All his teachings. And Vivekananda, how many years? You will know. He is telling, instead of pouring water to Tulsi, pour water to eggplant tree. Then you can eat eggplant rafa vegum, like a butter. You are in bodily concept. You are in spiritual. Now you are spirit. Nothing. It's not important. Make sense? Yes? Thank you. We are invited by Krishna. Yes?
Hare Krishna. To get more qualities of Krishna, the 26 qualities of a devotee, is it, you said surrender, but is it through the association of devotees that you learn these qualities? How do you...
No. Purva, one is mukha, one is goma, one is main. You simply surrendering, you develop gradually. But surrendering may not be complete. Maybe partial, maybe artificial. Maybe even conditional. Krishna, give me this, please. Please, Krishna. Yes, yes, give me this. Then I will surrender, definitely. That is not surrender. But it's better than not coming approaching Krishna. That is why still we are here. Still we are here. You might, some of us may go to heavenly planets, higher planets, may again do devotion, again Hare Krishna. Make sense? Yes? Maharaj, want to say anything regarding this? No. Amar Vilas, Swamiji, or another Swami. At Jananivas, he is Dhambasi from the early days, Santi. They are living in Dham. And living in the body in Dham, same thing, you know, Purva said. Sadhu, real sadhu, he doesn't want to go back to Godhead. But if he's serving, if he enters into service, the consciousness Dham is also consciousness. If your pure devotion is serving Krishna, then you are in the Dham. You move in London, New York, Paris, Melbourne. So Prabhupada told one devotee, and he said, Prabhupada, Maya is so strong. Prabhupada said, you are in the Dham. Melbourne temple, where everything is going on, devotion is 24 hours. You are absorbed in it. You are not in the material world, Australia. You are in the spiritual world. So something you have to realize it. See through me what I am saying. So he is already here, still now. So he, Sadhguru Prabhu, you want to say something? Enlighten us.
Thank you. Your words are very sweet to the ears. And your activities are very pleasing to the eyes. Therefore I try to sit as close to you as possible to see you when you speak. Hare Krishna.
Please teach me as long as you lead so that you can learn from other Vaishnava. Please bless me. So I never think we become perfect. Thank you. You know them, his two brothers. Say, Shiva, we don't sometimes get confused. Can you recognize who is who? I say, yes. Provided I am with very close proximity, very near, but the moment is too far, is very, I am also not sure who is who. No, they are nature little. He has got great responsibility. He is sober, little grave. He's thinking always how to get everything done properly. Sometimes little frivolous, play with me, joke with me. Fight with me like a friend, you know, like that. So I can understand true nature. He says, face is the index of mind. Huh? So, or no eyes. So you can see, close the eye, you know. Little distant, look at the face. How it moves. Makes sense. He's giving a smile, which sweet. Matchless. He's very, very humble. And me. I think we can finish here. No? Nobody has any question, you see. Huh? Ajay, what is your question?
What is the most pleasing service to a Vaishnava?
What is very pleasing service to a Vaishnava? What to say? Well, I think it should be a pleasing which pleases the Guru and previous Acharyas. So, what I find, it is ideal. I don't know if it is spontaneous. But ideal thing should be, what our previous Acharyas want? What is the desire? They, towards the direction, we should try our best. Then all the blessings will be showered on us. That is what I know. Is that right? Maharaj, what do you think? What is your answer?
Right.
Yeah. What you say? I want to know.
I have to translate your English.
I please forgive me, my English is like that.
Say it again.
I said the previous Acharya, they have got the mission and desires to serve the Lord. And towards that mission, to fulfilling that, we should do our best. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Said yes. What other say, Janivas Prabhu and other? What do you say? Yes? Scriptures says that a devotee may forgive another person for an offense. but Lord may not. Also, if a person is guilty of committing an offense, is it that Krishna will forgive him in this case? We don't know Krishna's mind. That is the canto. It's very great. When Brahma, yeah? After committing offense, testing Krishna, is a looking boy, what is doing? Stole all the cowherd boys and put in the cave. Coming after short time, seeing this one moment of Brahma, that means long time, 1 year. Yeah. So he was shocked, surprised. Same boy, exactly same cows, calves are there. Then he was mystified. He was trying his mystic power on Krishna, and he himself became mystified. See, what I have done? Who is he? Maybe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And started to glorify him. Fell down on this, you know, what is called mukut or crown on his feet, and little boy, and started glorifying him. But still looking at him, he is not sure, seeing Krishna's face, whether he is pleased or not. If our Acharya, where it started, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sundara, he cannot understand Krishna's mind, but to speak of us most insignificant. Hold on. Make sense, Maharaj? Make sense, Swamiji? Anya Vilas, His Holiness. Is it sounds reasonable? Yes? No? Nodding head. Yes, yes. Shall we stop? Again another. Hare Krishna, Dandavad. How to overcome offenses through mind? Kindly tell. You. Already? From your seat? Huh? You say? How to overcome offenses through mind? You see? Already answer. Another time, say to him. Okay, pass this. What is that? Speak up. Mic. Speak up.
In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, and in the purport Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they both said that one who recognizes that there's no difference between Krishna or Hari, the Guru and Vaishnavas, will give up their envious mentality and quit blaspheming and offending devotees.
Please hear. You are not hearing. He seems to be talking at that time. And afraid he cannot more than that help you. Yesterday I was serving juice prasadam. It was very up. I was holding holding a jug. Why? Few devotees asked me to serve. I had to say no, because I say you already have, but there are others who does not. How I have I committed offense? Maharaj, what do you say? As far as I know, Prabhupada said, every living entity has got millions of questions, and for that, but there are also millions of answers. But there are some ideal questions and that ideal answer, which lead us to back to Godhead. Does that lead us to back to Godhead? If not, I think it is irrelevant. No reliance, yeah. I think it does. What do you think? You understand. This is my understanding. I saw Prabhupada sometimes say, this is not a question. Prabhupada, you wrote in Krishna book, there is a mountain and Krishna and Balaram with the chest went up. It is 88 miles high. So Prabhupada, where in this world is 88 miles high? Some mountain where Krishna and Balaram jumped and they put fire. Jabon, Karl Jabon, or whoever it may be. So Prabhupada said, no, I am not going to answer. And he said, people will ask me, what will answer? He said, no, I am not going to answer. Later, after Prabhupada said, read Krishna book. Somebody, Prabhupada's disciples, reading. And at one point, Prabhupada said, any question? Nobody is asking. Any few days also, then Prabhupada says, completely different. Prabhupada said, no question to Krishna book. Simply read and listen and release. Different. One time one answer, one time another answer. I'm sorry. Here is one. One more question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Today is Ekadashi.
Yes.
So, which Ekadashi is today and what is the benefit of fasting till noon and what is the benefit of chanting 25 rounds? Can you please tell something?
Thank you very much. I have limitation also. I am very limited, so I am thinking, I have many things to do. I am thinking what I will speak very, very. In general, Ekadashi day means you do some vow that you don't take any grains and you fast, if possible, the whole day. Even night, don't sleep. But it's Kali Yuga, everybody cannot. But sometimes, whatever they can do, but at least fast till, unless you are an old man or a small child or you are diseased, you should fast till noon. And they take something all day. Huh? And what do your bhajan, chanting, japa, harikatha, bhajan, like that. And thereby, you can make, this said, bhakti janani. Janani gives birth. It's called bhakti janani, ekadashi. That means you give birth to pure bhakti. So that, jesavita vanta gatam papan, you become free from millions of lives, so many sinful activity you did, the result, you can destroy by doing. In general, I know. Detail what you say, knowing what Ekadashi is, I can't remember. Other can say, you can consult book. Make sense?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Shall we stop? Yeah? Maybe can you finish with the permission of exalted Maharaj? Huh? What? Another question. What?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Mahaji, we listen in lectures that we should not judge others. But what happens, we should not judge other devotees. And what happens when we see some devotees due to their external looks or whatever they are doing, we commit offenses. We think he is like this and that, and when we say something to them, and it becomes offense.
If I understand you, there is some authority there. Either administrative or spiritual, they can say, as guru, teacher, others should not, better not fight for others, judge others. Unless he is senior, for his good, and he accepts him as senior. This is what my knowledge goes, this part. Make sense? This scripture say, sadhu say.
So how can we apply it practically, that
when you see? In our case, we should try ourselves, judge ourselves become good devotee. Don't see others' good quality, see better. If I don't see, even little glorify, thereby you will be benefited spiritually. Otherwise, not see anything good or bad. Another sense, depending on time, place, circumstances. So it appears to be a little different. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Can you? Stop here. Finish. Hare Om. Hare Krishna. Please pray for me if I commit some of them. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Assemble Vaishnava Vaishnavi ki jai. Hare Krishna.
I'm looking at it. I'm lucky. 25 hours.